This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Sandwiches in the news today as Dustin Johnson ended up winning the Masters, the biggest golf tournament of the year. He, of course, is married to Paulina Gretzky.
Yes.
Wayne's daughter. And he was asked what his favorite thing about the Masters was before the tournament, and he said the sandwiches. And now I can't stop thinking about a Masters sandwich. I need to try these things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like specific sandwiches can just go next level. Funerals, for example.
The way they're cut.
And because the old ladies that put them together, the ghost of someone watching over them as they make it. They want to make it perfect, right?
Yeah, they make them with love. With love.
Exactly. So funeral sandwiches are there. Now Masters sandwiches on the list of something I need to try. It's on my bucket list.
So him winning, that means that next year for this championship, he gets to decide what the dinner is.
That's right. So Tiger got to decide this year because he won last year.
Right. So Tiger Woods tweeted out saying, I can't wait to have sandwiches for dinner next year. And right. I was thinking how funny it would be if Dustin Johnson didn't choose like a gourmet sandwich. Everyone just had to eat Cheese Whiz on white bread. Right. That would be so funny. But in all honesty, I remember eating Cheese Whiz sandwiches as a kid with white bread. And I can't believe I allowed myself to eat that. It was so disgusting.
I've heard you say, though, that Cheese Whiz in the oven, which was your dad's famous meal.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's
was
like
just a bun with Cheese Whiz on it and then warmed.
It could be any kind of good bread.
Okay.
Or a bun. Whatever was in the house that was left over, because my mom would go out of town for work and my dad would scramble for dinner and he would just put Cheese Whiz on any kind of bread and put it in the oven and that was our dinner. He's like, you know it's done when it starts to bubble up a little brown on top.
Okay.
And that was all we ate when it was just my dad watching us three daughters.
But you thought that was amazing.
That's so good. Cheese Whiz in the oven is next level. But
I just don't understand how there can be such a drop off with
cold Cheese Whiz is gross. It has to be warmed up. Anyway, we're just discussing right now what is the ultimate sandwich. And you made a really valid point, Ryder. When we were kids, like our parents would either pack our lunch or we would pack our lunch and we would just put lunch meat on a bun. And that's it. And go to school with that. And it would sit in our locker for 4 hours before lunch. And we still ate it.
Mm-hmm. I would never do that now.
We turned out fine.
I would never eat a lukewarm 4 hour out sandwich. But we were just supposed to as kids.
Yeah, that's what we did.
And then we complained about like hot, delicious vegetables at dinner.
Ew, yeah.
We're pounding those sandwiches. What's your favorite sandwich? 780-784-7107.
Matt wrote in saying authentic Philly cheesesteak all day.
Good pick.
Ooh, Ryan wrote in saying he's a big fan of Cheese Whiz, but he says you toast the bread and then you put Cheese Whiz on both sides with lots of bacon. It's amazing. Okay, so bacon, that's next level.
Hold on. You put Cheese Whiz on both sides of the bread?
Yeah, I don't really know how that works.
That's going to get very sticky when you set it down. I guess you just don't set it down.
Play 107.
Time for Recommend Something, where we recommend something. You got a drink?
Yeah.
Don't sound so confident about it. I forget where you wrote it down.
Yeah, I found it. Sorry about that. Okay,
you got a drink?
Yes. I do. When you go to Starbucks, this isn't going to be on the screen, but this is what you're going to ask for. The chestnut praline.
Which is a latte.
Half sweet with a pump of chai.
Oh, dang.
It is fantastic.
You saw this on TikTok?
I did, and it's taken off, and it's so funny seeing the employees at Starbucks say how many people are going through the drive-thru and ordering that specific drink now because of it. It's become such a regular item for them. They're just so used to making it.
They need to, when items like this take off online, like any secret items on menus or whatever, give them the nickname to the person who originated it.
I know.
Call it that. Like, whatever her handle is on TikTok, it should be going wild. She came up with it.
I know.
You know? All right, my recommend something is if you're looking for some time to kill, but something really fun to do with a kid in your life as well, I suggest you do a craft competition. Get them to go on Pinterest and find a Christmas craft. And then you two do battle against each other, or there could be multiple kids. And then the loser has to do something ridiculous. So my daughter and I competed. We made snowmen out of socks and rice that she found on Pinterest. Really fun, super easy. And then the loser had to go and do a snow angel in their pajamas.
Okay, so when you say the loser, you have to post it on your social media and get your friends and family to vote which one's better. Yeah. Which odds are they're going to be voting for the kid.
Right.
But that's what makes it so fun for the kid is they get to watch you do something ridiculous.
But also it's important that kids lose once in a while and learn to lose. So if they lose, big deal.
Yep.
You could get somebody else in your family to vote, FaceTime with grandma and get her to vote.
Not knowing whose is whose.
Right.
That's what's key. So what did you have to do because you lost?
The snow angel in the snow in my pajamas was Saturday night, which was very cold.
Super fun for a kid to watch you suffering, too.
Yeah, she had a good time with it.
Just before we get into it, wanted to give a shout out to Lauren on TikTok. I didn't know that the girl that went viral with her Starbucks drink is from Edmonton. Mm. Life EO Flow on TikTok. That is so amazing. If you want to know what that Starbucks drink is, just hit us up on the text line and I'll send it your way. Okay, my story today is about a 89-year-old man named Derlin. And this video was posted on World Kindness Day. He was just doing his job delivering pizza at 89 years old, 5 to 6 days a week.
Wow.
And this family that he was delivering to, they recorded this on their doorbell camera of just a sweet interaction of him saying, like, I grew up in this area. I love delivering pizza to you guys. And they ended up posting their sweet interaction on TikTok. And then all of these people that fell in love with this 89-year-old man started donating 50 cents to a dollar towards that TikTok account. And they ended up getting $12,000 on a check to give to this sweet old man that they became friends with. They would like hang out with him at his house.
Nice.
So once they got to that amount, they recorded his reaction. So wholesome. The guy doesn't have to deliver pizza anymore. I mean, I'm sure he still will.
Right.
But not 6 days a week.
Tell me something good.
My story is about four colleagues at Royal Columbian Hospital in New Westminster, BC. They have hit the Lotto 649 jackpot and will split the top prize of $6 million. So, $1.5 million each, which in that area of BC will buy them each a half of a small condo.
Tell me something good.
All right, Mandy Moore, big winner at the People's Choice Awards last night for Best Actress in a Drama Series. So big ups to her. I think she is an amazing actress. And I think she's a pretty good singer. I just don't think she pumps out good songs.
Ryder.
Well, I'm sorry. That's just where I'm at.
She did just release a Christmas song, and it's definitely worth listening to if you want to have a nap.
Here it is. Some of it. No, I just picture myself like on my fifth whiskey. I'm going to have a nap.
Anyway, I want to change your mind that Mandy Moore has had some bangers in the past. Even if some of them are slow, they hit us all in the feels. The soundtrack from A Walk to Remember, the soundtrack to Center Stage. These are some of her greatest songs from the past. I'm going to change your mind. Let's start with...
You've got a minute to change my mind.
The song Candy, her first ever single, first CD I ever bought.
I still remember being confused by that music video why the Volkswagen symbol wasn't on the front of her green VW bug.
They couldn't get that ad.
Yeah, I
guess
not.
That hashtag ad. This next song is from A Walk to Remember. It's called Cry. You don't like that song?
Yeah, that's a decent song. But why does she do the noise in all of her...
What do you mean?
In your eyes.
No, she does not. She doesn't sound anything like that. That's insulting.
Nice.
This song is called Only Hope, also from A Walk to Remember. Don't you just remember her performing that in the movie A Walk to Remember.
Oh, yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's so sad.
They all sound like rejected Disney songs, don't they?
Excuse you. She was the voice of Tangled. This next one is called I Wanna Be With You. Now I'm starting to convince Ryder that Mandy Moore has some amazing songs. Last but not least, It's Gonna Be Love.
The next time we do this, I'm going to do Pantera. I just think the energy would be better. 107. Complain about your cohort. And somebody getting hooked up with a bar tab to MKT. Ray said, if you really want to test your patience, cohort with a mouth breather. I promise you'll have dark thoughts you never thought you were capable of.
I love that. And Chris wrote in saying, my cohort's favorite word is no. She doesn't do a damn thing around the house. So lazy.
Ooh, damn.
Turns out it's his 3-year-old.
Oh. It's like, you're going to be in big trouble if she hears
this.
There's
so many funny texts rolling in. This one from Lindsay says, my roommate is always home. I always have to make her breakfast and supper. She never cleans up after herself, and she always takes the good spot on the couch.
Oof.
It's my dog.
Oh.
Like so
all
many,
these all
so-
these twists. What do you got for us?
My husband works from home, and I work from home.
Oh, no.
And my husband is very noisy. He makes cappuccinos. And it's very noisy. He comes in my office when I'm on a meeting. It's I need a break.
How many cappuccinos does he heat up a day?
Oh, he probably makes at least 4 a day.
Yeah.
It's like a 10-minute process.
And those cappuccinos are like
yeah. Oh no.
And he works downstairs, but I work on the main floor where the kitchen is. So
oh,
it's
no.
Like insane.
This maybe, is the best.
Maybe time to switch that up.
Yeah, move the coffee machine.
Usually he gets up at 8:45, but today he decided 6:15, which is like my time. And I'm like, what are you doing?
So good.
He's going to walk into the bathroom and be like, why is the cappuccino maker in the bathroom?
That's a good idea.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. What about you? You want to do some complaining about your cohort roommate as well?
He likes to cook and bake, and it's fantastic, and I love it. But he just tends to make, I don't know what it is about people that are really good at cooking, but like every utensil in my kitchen is filthy. I'm like, why do you use a soup before you make cookies?
Oh my God.
107.
We want to do a little segment called Unpopular Opinions, something that you hold to be true that maybe most don't agree with at 780-784-7107.
I don't know why it bugs me so much when people have their Christmas decor up in a room, but they still have their house plants. They just don't go together. They look so out of place.
So your opinion is that you have to move live plants and other, like even fake plants.
You have to like move them into
other rooms,
like one room, like just store them away. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. If any experts are listening, if you do home decor.
So like a Christmas tree just trumps all other plants?
It just looks weird to have this summery looking tropical plant in the same room
as a Christmas tree.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Maybe we just need to start putting little twinkly lights on our house plants to make them look like they belong. Unpopular opinions, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, you can't judge.
I don't know.
What the segment we're doing is. This text says, I play video games to unwind, so why would I turn the difficulty up? I play it on super easy, enjoy the storyline, and relax. Interesting point. Most people
just
like
coasting through.
Make it as hard as possible so that they don't break their controller, but real close.
Okay.
This guy just wants to chill.
All right.
And this text says, everybody thinks I bought my sports car because I was having a midlife crisis, but it's actually just because this is the first time in my life I could afford it. I think that's why most men do it at around 40, the text says.
Okay.
Which I guess is fair. My unpopular opinion today is there was no new SNL, so I watched the vintage one that was aired because I just really like to watch SNL these days. And Martin Short was the host, and people are like, Canadian legend. And I get it, he's been in some good flicks, but I find him wildly annoying.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah. He just yells all the time, and like his characters are all just him being annoying. He reminds me of a kid who wants attention.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. You just think that that's how he acts in real life too. So he's not actually acting in any of the scenes.
I don't know. He might be a really nice guy in real life. It's just his character work is just annoying.
Yeah. Sometimes there's just a celebrity that you can't stand right. And you feel bad about it.
Well, especially that he's Canadian. Like I do feel bad.
Play 107.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
A burglar broke into a pizza place and spent 2 hours stealing cash, beer, electronics, and then moved on to try and make his own pizza and ended up just taking the pizza delivery vehicle and leaving. Casual thefts are my favorite. People that just take their time, they don't care.
Right. It kind of sounded like he just worked there.
Yeah,
played with the electronics, figured some things out, made a pizza, and then got in the delivery vehicle.
This is the kind of person that has zero anxiety.
Right, true.
An elementary school in France posted a sign that was banning late-arriving parents from hurling their children over the closed school gates when dropping them off in the morning. Man, and you thought your mom dropping you off right at the front door was embarrassing? Imagine that footage. Mom, quit lifting me over your shoulders. You're so embarrassing.
You know where this wouldn't work? Like, kids are bendy, right?
Imagine if
you were dropping off your grandparents at, like, the local bingo hall and they had the same rule. Gates are closed.
Yeah, or aqua size.
Don't throw them over the fence.
Do not do that.
They don't bounce nearly as well.
An off-duty lifeguard in New Jersey took off his prosthetic leg and jumped in the water to rescue a driver of an SUV that plunged into said water. He saved his life, but here's the thing. There were like 50 people standing around asking if anyone knew how to swim.
That's like 100 legs.
That's so many legs. This guy did it with one.
Yeah.
Good for him. I always wonder what I would be like in a situation like that. Would I get in the water and try and save someone's life?
You'd get your phone out and be like, I wonder if I can get some good music background on TikTok for this. I bet this is going to be wild.
Yeah, probably.
But like, honestly, can you imagine how you'd feel when you're like, you can swim, you have two legs, and the guy beside you is like...
I guess I'll do it.
Takes off his leg and goes and saves
the
guy.
He's like, hold this. I'm going to go save someone's life while you stand there and do nothing.
Not about Dre.
Play 107, happy National Fast Food Day. Hey, I wanted to put you to the test if you're interested. I have some items, fast food items, famous ones. I'll give you a price. You tell me if the actual price is higher or lower.
Okay.
And if you're right on more than you're wrong, you win.
Okay, and what do I get to do if I win?
Well, here's the wager. The loser has to go through a drive-thru. The winner gets to hand them notes of what they have to say in the drive-thru.
That makes me anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, I do trust that I would know the answers to the prices of fast food items.
Okay, you ready? My favorite item on McDonald's menu, the quarter pounder BLT, $5.79.
Higher.
Correct. It is $6.09. The spicy chicken from Wendy's, $5.09. Sandwich only, not the meals.
Higher.
Incorrect. It's $4.69. Great deal.
Great deal.
The teen burger from A&W, $6.29.
Lower.
Incorrect. It is $6.69. So you're wrong on two, you're right on one. The Whopper from Burger King, $4.59.
Wrong, because I'm assuming the answer was what you accidentally said.
$4.59, higher or lower?
Higher.
But you just said wrong. Wrong. They're all wrong.
That's what I meant. I meant to say higher.
Higher. Incorrect.
Ugh.
The cheapest of all the menu items at $4.19. So you've already lost, but let's give you this one.
Okay.
The beef and cheddar from Arby's.
I've never had one.
$5.69. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Wrong. $6.30.
Sorry, I got all these wrong because I'm a health freak. I can't help it.
So Lisa's got to go through the drive-thru and I get to pick what she has to say. Look for the video later.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.
All right, let's call Bill, the president of the Alberta Beer Festival, and see what's going on.
Hello, Bill speaking.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? We're just in the middle of reading Prince Charmless. It's a great book.
Prince Charmless with the kids?
Yeah, you bet. They wanted to keep me company, so I was like, okay.
Awesome.
So I'll have to finish reading later, guys. Okay. It's a work from homeland now.
Yeah, fair enough, man.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Very good.
Awesome. How was your weekend?
Great.
You know, it's so interesting when the weekend rolls around now that we're just trying to be more careful. It's not as exciting.
Come on. I know you can do better than that.
Well, I mean, I guess we could just like, we don't have to have excuses to ditch people anymore. It's just, you don't have plans to begin with. So
yeah, you might have the plague. I've actually thought that about some of my friends for a while, but you know.
I'm just like really embracing walking, and I've never done that before. Like I went for a walk this weekend. I was like, that was a good walk. And I've never thought that before.
That's not a phrase you've ever used in the past.
Right. We're excited to talk beer with you.
Yes. So let us know what's shaking down for the Banff Craft Beer Festival.
So unfortunately we obviously can't do the festival itself this year.
Right.
Just we love the Banff Festival, but it's so popular that there's just no way we could do it and under the new rules. So we're trying to do the Banff Craft Beer Week, which is there's going to be a ton of little activations all over the place. So Sunshine and Louise are going to have little beer things going on that you can do safely, like just like you would when you went to any restaurant.
Right.
We're following AHS guidelines, but you can go for a day of skiing, then pop in and they got a whole bunch of different craft beers on tap that you can try and pair with some foods and stuff like that. And then you can go into town. We've got a whole bunch of little activations again. So different people are doing different things. Some people are using beer as an ingredient in one of their dishes. So other people are doing whole like flights of beer pairings and stuff like that, that you can just pair with one of your meals. We did it that way because we weren't sure what was going to be going on. And we're really glad we planned it that way because with everything that's going on, it makes total sense that if as long as you can still safely go out to a restaurant or still safely go out to one of those places, you can still take part in the week. We've got great rates on hotels up there. So our tagline this year is work from home from Banff.
And awesome.
Yeah. So we're trying to make sure that people are still supporting all the places that they'll want to go back to when everything is back to normal and making sure that they're still around and still celebrating all the stuff that's awesome about Alberta.
So how can people get the deals on the hotels and find out more about the specific locations and what they're offering?
So on our website, albertabeerfestivals.com, you can go there and just check out the Banff Craft Beer Week, or you can just Google Banff Craft Beer Week, is that function as well. And all the details are there. So we've got like 25 different places, like 25 different restaurants doing different kinds of pairings. There's a new brewery in Banff now.
Awesome.
Three Bears is just opening up in time for the Craft Beer Week. So that's amazing. Banff Ave Brewing obviously has been a regular for many, many years. We've also got spirits. You can go into Park Distillery and check out some of the stuff that they have going on, plus all the other things. So it's still going to be a fun week. It's still something to look forward to. Just like we were talking about when you guys called, like it's hard to get excited for the weekend, but this is something that's going to go on for 9 days. You pick your day whenever it's comfortable for you to get up there,
mm-hmm.
and you can still have some fun and still have something to look forward to.
And what are the actual dates?
So it starts next Friday,
yep.
November 20th, and it goes through till the 29th.
Awesome. Now, if our new reality is reality for a while and this goes over really well, could you potentially see Edmonton Craft Beer Week, Calgary Craft Beer Week?
Right now, we're going to be looking at Jasper, maybe in February.
Yeah.
If we're going to see how this goes and see where the world is at. But we could do the same thing in Jasper. And ideally, what we'll do is because the Jasper and Banff festivals are so popular, we can't accommodate everybody who wants to come.
Right.
So if we had for 2021, if the craft beer weeks go really well, which so far they seem to be, people are really responding well, we might add a second festival weekend.
Awesome.
So there'd be a festival weekend, the whole week of fun stuff going on, and then another weekend with another festival. So
that's awesome.
It might turn into something really great. So
more time to plan, I suppose.
Yeah,
you know, we got lots of that going around. So it's awesome.
Well, we're very excited to be working with you, Bill, and your entire team. And to anyone listening right now, you can also head to play107.com. If you're part of the Players Club, you can enter to win a 2-night stay at the Caribou from Banff Lodging and 2 lift tickets to Lake Louise and a $100 gift card to Banff Ave Brewing.
Dope.
Thank you guys for all your help. You guys are awesome to us and we really appreciate everything you do. You know, we really love you guys and we appreciate all your help.
Cheers, man. Happy to support just what we think is one of the best things going these days.
We love beer.
We need beer right now more than ever.